Welcome to Minnesota Mixtape, a weekly spotlight on the Minnesota music scene. I'm your host, Malachi Coons. So far, 2025 has been another busy year in local music, and it shows no signs of slowing as fall rolls in. We'll do our best to stay on top of things today with the latest from northern bands Rich Matson and the North Stars, Tattletail, and Brothers Burn Mountain. We've got a new single from Emily Havoc, David Huckfeldt returning with a sweet new cover, the debut album from Alt Country's Betty Won't, and another song from Police's upcoming album Dreams Go. Plus, we'll even get a taste of winter from Annie Humphrey. It's Minnesota Mixtape, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and produced at KAXE, an independent and people-powered community radio station broadcasting from the north bank of the Mississippi River. Before all the new stuff, here's an old favorite from Chastity Brown and Back Road Highways, lifting your spirits with Lift Us.
I didn't even know
Ethio Jazz from Grand Rapids. That was the debut single, The Beekeeper from Tattletale. They are an all-star band who call themselves Psychedelic Jazz Fusion and draw from a variety of global funk sounds. I'm Malachi Coons. This is Minnesota Mixtape. The last time I saw David Huckfeldt perform, he introduced a song with a story I'm guessing that you can relate to. You're driving, could be anywhere. The place really isn't important. You're listening to radio, maybe community radio, and you hear a song for the first time that makes you pull over instantly to find out what it is. This song he played right after this story was Adrian Lenker's Anything, and now we have an official studio recording that is the debut single of an upcoming album on Don Giovanni Records. Check it out. Here's David Huckfeldt's Anything on Minnesota Mixtape.
Shining up the sheen of a shotgun. Carol has a little if we need some. Joey has a ride if we wanna come. Hanging your jeans with a clothespin. Skin still wet, still on my skin. Mango in your mouth, juice dripping. Shoulder of your shirt, sleeve slipping. Christmas Eve with your mother and sis. Don't wanna fight, but your mother insists. Dog's white teeth slice right through my fist. Drive to the ER and they put me on the risk. Grocery store list, now you get this. Brunch had calls and messages. I don't wanna be the owner of your fantasy. I just wanna be a part of your family. I don't wanna talk about anything. I don't wanna talk about anything. Wanna kiss, kiss your eyes again. Witness your eyes looking. I don't wanna talk about anyone. I don't wanna talk about anyone. Wanna sleep in your car when you're driving. Lay in your lap when I'm crying. And fire smoke. Fan on the ceiling like a wheel spool. I push the clutch, then I pull the choke. Wanna listen to your eyes blinking. Listen to your hands soothe. Listen to your heart beating. Listen to the way you move. I don't wanna talk about anything. I don't wanna talk about anything. Wanna kiss, kiss your eyes. Witness your eyes looking. I don't wanna talk about anyone. I don't wanna talk about anyone. Wanna sleep in your car when you're driving. Lay in your lap when I'm crying. Stars in heaven, weren't we the salt in the sea? Dragon in the newborn mountain, didn't you believe in me? Yeah, you held me the whole way through, when I couldn't say the words like you. I was scared and to go, but I wanted to. I was scared and to go, but I wanted to. I don't wanna talk about anything. I don't wanna talk about. Kiss, kiss your eyes again. Witness your eyes looking. I don't wanna talk about anyone. I don't wanna talk about anyone. Wanna sleep in your car when you're driving. Lay in your lap when I'm crying.
Thank you. sirens call. All I gotta wait for is a moment, sure wondering why. I got a time like a scroll. The little words you said are set like the western sky. Don't let it be so damn clear. We'll find our love like the wheel. Let it be like trust in the morning light. Start your day on right where you left the last one for the drives again. Nights for escaping through screen.
New song from Emily Havoc called Take Your Time, which sees the Twin Cities by way of Duluth singer moving out of country into what she calls ethereal pop meant to be a sonic autumnal night drive. It is perfect for our fall wrap-up of the latest in Minnesota music. Minnesota Mixtape will be right back with Brothers Burn Mountain.
In the past, we knew more about our neighbors. I'm Heidi Holton, and KEXC provides that. We get to know the people that live in northern Minnesota, like Kathy Davies on What's for Breakfast.
Well, truly, every day I wake up with you guys, and so there's socialization. And I love the local news. That interview with Amy Klobuchar this morning was wonderful. I am so supportive of finding out what's going on with all the tribal stations, and I care about the Canadian wildfires. I love to hear about everything that's local. You know, I've been to Riverfest, and that was fantastic. I listen to and support KAXE because you guys are what it's all about up here.
When you donate to KAXE, you're supporting your local community. Help us out now during this crisis of the defunding of public media from the federal government. Thank you for being there for KAXE. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234.
Thank you.
I'm Heidi Holton. We're excited at KEXE to be bringing you more jazz programming with our volunteer, Paul Kivi, the history of jazz.
Well, I think this is some of the finest music ever made, and it's kind of gotten lost across time. I pick the songs that I love, and there's lots of them, and there's lots to love. The popular music in the late 20s and 30s, especially the 30s and 40s with the big band era, that was jazz. That was the one period of time when jazz was popular music. And so you're going to hear a lot of things that are easy to get into. If you develop a taste for it, then the stuff that happens starting with Charlie Parker in the late 1940s makes sense.
Hear the history of jazz on KAXE with Paul Kivi, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 4.
You're listening to Minnesota Mixtape here on People Powered Radio, KAXE. I'm Kari Headland. We receive support from the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association, dedicated to conserving the rich ecological landscape of Minnesota, offering memberships, educational camps, and habitat projects. More information available at mndeerhunters.com. There's an Indigenous People celebration on Monday, October 13th, from 4:30 to 7 at the KGZB Center for the Arts in Brainerd. See the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe Color Guard, a student hand drum group, and the exhibit Why Treaties Matter. And tune in on Monday as we honor Indigenous Peoples Day with a special Headwaters featuring the Three Non-Blondes, a.k.a. the Humphrey family, from 10 to 11 a.m. and again at 11 p.m. Here is more from Minnesota Mixtape with Malachi Coons every Friday at 10 a.m. and Saturdays at 3 p.m. You're listening to Minnesota Mixtape on KAXE, celebrating all the great Minnesota music each and every week. And we want to thank Grand Rapids Arts for their support of programming, connecting artists and art audiences, encouraging creativity and collaboration through monthly First Friday art walks, and more. Information is available at grandrapidsarts.org. And we want to thank you, our listeners. You have helped us raise over $170,000 during this crisis caused by federal cuts to public media. KAXE is working very hard to keep the programming you love going. Every action helps. Donate or share our work. Visit KAXE.org. Coming up at 4 o'clock, you are on the river, and Jennifer Barr is bringing you a great mix this afternoon. Julie Crabb is your host tonight for Green Cheese at 7, and at 9 o'clock, DJ Ben Franklinstein bringing you an EDM mix for KAXE After Dark. It's a minute before 5 o'clock. Good morning. You are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. You can join us at KAXE.org. I'm Jennifer Barr. Coming up next, Milk Street Radio, 6 o'clock on the media, and at 7, Weekend Edition from National Public Radio. Weather for today, sunny, temperatures in the low to mid 60s. For tonight, increasing clouds, lows near 50, breezy south winds, and tomorrow showers are likely and breezy conditions, mostly cloudy, temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. And looking ahead to Monday, mostly sunny and cooler with highs in the low to mid 50s and breezy west winds. Thanks for tuning in to KAXE this morning. It's time now for Milk Street Radio.
I'm Christopher Kimball from Milk Street Radio. Tim Hayward is a steak expert, but he has no interest in your tender, buttery filet mignon.
Certainly the best steak I ate at any point while researching the book was in Bilbao from a cow that was 25 years old.
A Rebel's Guide to Eating Steak, that's coming up this week on Milk Street Radio from PRX. I'm Christopher Kimball, and this is Milk Street Radio. For Tim Hayward, there's no greater experience than going out for a steak dinner.
I took the first bite. It was perfectly tender. It was perfectly fatty. It was smooth. It was buttery. I hardly had to cut it with a knife.
But perhaps you really can have too much of a good thing.
The second mouth was exactly the same, and the third mouth was exactly the same. And by the time I got to about the sixth mouthful, I'm going, Christ, this is a 24-ounce steak. Can I keep going? It's like chewing your way through Arnold Schwarzenegger's chest. It was like, what on earth? Why?
So have we finally gotten past tenderness as the hallmark of a great steak?
Certainly the best steak I ate at any point was in Bilbao from a cow that was 25 years old.
A new way of looking at the classic steak. That's coming up next on Milk Street Radio from PRX after the news.
KAXE was first on the air in 1976. Recently, a couple of the founders, Rich and Susie McClear, stopped by to talk about why KAXE was needed then.
A lot of people were up here thinking they were doing their own thing. And when the radio station came on the air, they found a neighbor was doing the same thing, or somebody across town. And it magically became there are a lot of us up here that have the same thoughts, the same activities.
Neighbors talking to neighbors. We help them get in contact with each other and talk to each other about common problems.
KAXE is still needed now. We're connected through green cheese trivia, through great music and events. We're in crisis mode. We have had all of our funding cut from the federal government. Please help us out. You can text the word donate to 218-326-1234. I'm Heidi Holton. Thank you so much for your support.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
This is Milk Street Radio from PRX. I'm your host, Christopher Kimball. Tim Hayward loves steak so much, he's inked it onto his body.
So the symbol is a gridiron surrounded by a ring, and in the ring are the words beef and liberty.
Tim claims the best steak he ever ate came from a cow that was 25 years old.
Now, these animals, they've lived long, really, really, really hard-working lives. And then when they're slaughtered, this guy's buying them up, bringing them in, and his wife's cooking them, and it's just the most glorious meat you've ever had.
The Ultimate Guide to Steak, that's later in the show. But first, I'm joined by my co-host, Sarah Moulton, to answer a few of your cooking questions. Sarah is, of course, the star of Sarah's Weeknight Meals on Public Television. Her latest book is Home Cooking 101. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good, Chris.
So we're going to talk about steaks a little bit later in the show, but I have a question for you. Like, someone just went to a steakhouse, which is actually right near the studio where we are now. This is a guy I really trust who owns a bakery in Boston, Cambridge, and he said it was fabulous. So I'm beginning to think maybe the steakhouse, no matter where you go, is actually a pretty good bet. Like in the day, Howard Johnson's actually had good food.
Oh, they really did.
When Jacques Pepin was working there
and
in the 60s.
Pierre Frenet, yeah.
But maybe the steakhouse is actually something we should rethink. Some of the really expensive steakhouses where it's $70 or $80 for steak, I think is insane. But what about a regular steakhouse? Like if you're traveling, isn't that a pretty good bet? I think it is.
I agree. For starts, they have those really, really, really hot ovens. And so you get that really wonderful crust. And they cook aged steak. None of this, recently butchered stuff, the aged steak that is much more tender and flavorful. So yeah, I agree with you. I'm not a big meat eater, although I like steak every so often. My favorite steak is skirt steak, which is, not a steakhouse steak, but I just...
I like hanger steak.
Hanger steak too, because they have so much unique flavor, both of them. Yeah. So, but no, I think you're right. A steakhouse is a good bet.
Now I'm hungry for steaks.
No, but wait a second. What's your favorite sauce for steaks?
Worcestershire sauce and butter.
My grandmother would approve.
Very simple.
Yeah, very simple. I like au poivre. And I'll tell you, of course, my French. Béarnaise. I love Béarnaise.
The French, really. They double down on their sauces.
Yeah, they do. But at any rate, let's take a call.
Welcome to Milk Street. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Michael from West Hollywood, California.
How are you?
I'm great.
How can we help you?
One of the perks of living in Southern California is we get all kinds of interesting produce. And August and September, it was hatch chili season in New Mexico. And I went in 50-50 on 50 pounds of hatch chilies. And now I have a freezer full of 25 pounds of hatch chilies. I'm trying to come up with interesting ways of using them.
You know, my favorite was a recipe I saw 20 years ago for a hamburger with a hatch chili sauce on top. That's about the best hamburger I ever had in my life. So that would be number one. But then you could use it, like you would. You could use anything. You use it in enchiladas. You use it in stews, et cetera. You could use it in shakshuka because they're not going to burn your mouth out, but they have a ton of flavor. So, yeah. But the hamburger, I got to say, was...
killer.
I still remember
Was it a hamburger or a cheeseburger? I bet it was a cheeseburger.
It was
I think
so
it's
good.
A green chili cheeseburger.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. That would be my go-to.
Cheeseburger. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds so good.
Just have the salsa, make up a salsa and freeze it in ice cube trays or whatever you want, and you have it ready to go.
Yeah. I was going to also suggest adding it to potatoes, like in a potato gratin, with cream and cheese.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay.
It's great in quiche, because I'm thinking of dairy things, because, hatch chilies have a unique flavor. They're sort of sweet and smoky and grassy, and some of them are hot, but not that hot. So it's always good to combine with dairy. And they're also, I think, very nice sautéed with mushrooms. So I'm just trying to think of different places to take them than the usual.
Yeah, that's very helpful. I've made a lot of chili verde, but we're over that at this point.
I do have a question. So when you get through 25 pounds of these, are you going to be sick of hatch chilies, or are you still going to be an enthusiast? I guess you'll have to wait to see.
I think it might have to be an every other year thing.
I think so. Yeah.
Maybe you need to have a hatch chili party.
That's actually a very good idea.
Invite some other people over.
And give them all hatch chilies in a little package at the end of the party. There you go.
Hatch chili Hanukkah might be the way to do it.
Oh, there you go.
That rhymes.
Yes, love it.
Michael, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you guys both so
Take
much.
Care.
Okay. Bye. Welcome to Milk Street. Who's calling?
This is Pam from Hague, New York.
Hi, Pam. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a question. What is the best way to store steaks if you can't use them immediately? I had quite the dilemma after purchasing some very nice strip steaks that were freshly cut and 1 inch thick, and I needed to hold them for 3 days. I wasn't sure what to do, if I left them in the plastic bag that they came in or put them on a plate, loosely wrapped. That was my dilemma. And so I'm asking you for advice.
How did they come out? Was there a problem?
The steaks were very good, but I thought that they smelled a little beefy when I opened up the plastic bag.
Well, I think that actually is not a problem, unless, of course, they smell rotten.
No, nothing like that.
In my experience all these years working in restaurants and also working at home, I almost always rinse every piece of protein and pat it dry before I cook it. And you will find that aroma just disappears if you rinse it and pat it dry.
Okay.
So, if I only had them in the fridge for 3 days, I would leave them in the package they came in.
That's what I was wondering.
But
that's what I did.
But then I would rinse them and pat them dry,
okay.
And proceed. Chris, okay. What do you think?
Well, if we were in the 18th century, 19th century in England, we would be hanging our game for a few days until it fell off the string.
Right.
I mean, the English, you know, thought, and there's a lot of truth to that because your dry aging develops a lot of flavor. I would think, you know, a few days in the fridge in the original packaging is fine. For longer, you could vacuum seal it or put it in a plastic bag and get rid of most of the air. Of all the things you could cook, chicken, or fish, forget it. But steaks are going to be very unlikely to have any bad bacteria on it. They can stay quite a long while. But I agree with Sarah. I just rinse it off, pat it dry, and it should be good to go. You know, they may have actually tasted better than if you cooked them on the day you bought them.
Thank you.
There you go. You're welcome.
Thanks very much.
Yeah,
all
right.
Enjoy your program.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Milk Street Radio. If you need a little inspiration in the kitchen, give us a call, 855-426-9843, 855-426-9843, or just email us at questions@milkstreetradio.com.
Welcome to Milk Street. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Tom calling from Chicago.
Hi, Tom. How can we help you?
Well, my question is about extra virgin olive oil. I went to a Spanish food and wine tasting, and the chef there apparently had quite a following because hands started going up asking about his view on extra virgin olive oil. And he had some very controversial to me ideas. First of all, that first cold press is no longer a thing, and it's just a marketing term. And most of all, he said that extra virgin olive oil has a higher smoke point than most of us have been led to believe. So I wanted to call Milk Street and see if you could corroborate any of this.
I mean, he is right. It used to be that when olive oil was harvested, when the olives were harvested, they were pressed. And the first time they were pressed, no heat was applied. So that was called first cold press. And then they'd go back and they'd, you know, add some heat and get some more oil out of it. And that was not as desired because it had been compromised slightly. Now they do something called centrifugal separation. So it's a totally different process. So, yeah, I think the term is used loosely, too loosely. You know, the first cold press, it's just marketing. But the fact of the matter is, olive oil, you know, really can be very high-end depending on where and when it was harvested. I mean, the really good stuff is harvested once a year. It's not heated. It's still not heated. You know, it has a shelf life. And depending on when they harvest the olives, whether they're ripe or not ripe, there's a different flavor profile. And of course, the terroir, and there's 1,500 different kinds of olives. So there's so much that goes into it. So yes, I agree with the first statement that that is a misnomer. But there's nothing wrong with getting a high-end extra virgin olive oil that, you know, comes from a place that just makes that oil. In terms of the temperature, yeah, you sure can, you know, I think you can get it over 400 degrees. And a lot of food is deep fried at 365, 360. But why would you want to do that?
That's my question. I mean, it's so expensive. Why would you want to waste it on something like deep frying?
Yeah, and plus, which it will cost.
It's a minute.